cracking.
Good morning, good evening, hello, good afternoon, wherever you're tuning in from. My name is Jessica Concepcion. I am your host for the Galvanize and Restore podcast. I'm so happy you're here. Please find us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and maybe in the future a Facebook group, maybe. So I'm really here just right now to introduce what Galvanize and Restore is. It is my baby. So this pet project is about really bringing to light some of the issues about human trafficking in society and the community, and what can we do as participants in, you know, in society. You are not a hermit. You are out there either getting a coffee, getting your nails done, going to the library, going to the mechanics. You know, if you're living your life, you're out here in the world traveling, visiting friends, family. So you have contact with other people. And so what this podcast is really meant for is to talk about the issues surrounding modern day slavery, how we can be a part of eradicating the issues that surround that. So how can we be a solution to the problem? Galvanize is really going to be focused on those who are a part specifically of the faith community. As believers, we really do believe in loving our neighbors, justice, but I really want to bring a restorative factor to it, because for a long time we have kind of, well, not always, but sometimes sat on the sidelines of what's really happening in society, and I believe we could really be doing more. So a part of what we're going to be talking about is what does the Bible say about some of how we should be as citizens in our communities, in our world, whether that is on your normal day-to-day or if you go out of your way to volunteer and be a part of a nonprofit that's helping vulnerable populations, you know, whatever it is. So I want to really restore our identities in Christ in regards to the mission he has of just loving one another, and how that takes place in action. You know, I don't know if you've heard the story of the Good Samaritan, but the story of the Good Samaritan is really about how religious people sometimes are so focused on the religion aspect, but when they see someone in need, they don't really do anything about it. They're like, oh, I'm across the street, it's not really my business, instead of taking the time to really help someone out and, you know, sacrificially pay the price for someone to get better. And so I really want to bring some light into that. I want to galvanize you. I want to make you ready to take action, you know, with the life that you've been given, the gift of life that we all have been given. If we're free and we're listening to this podcast, you know, we have the opportunity to really be a part of something that is happening in the world. There's so many nonprofits right now that are focused on whether it's helping children escape human trafficking, whether it's creating content to support those nonprofits. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to be a part of. So I'm going to be talking a lot about human trafficking, what can we do, and what does the Bible say about who we're called to be. The primary verse that has really inspired this podcast is 2 Peter 1:3-10. So it says, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, perseverance, godliness, to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess all these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. So this verse hits on a lot in regards to God's promises, what He's already given us in Him. We are already, you know, gifted with so much promise in Him, and we are called to literally make every effort to add to our faith goodness, to add to that knowledge, self-control. And it's not for selfish reasons, no. It's for the impact of the kingdom. It's for our effective ministries. So we are meant to make an impact in this world and not be blindsided by or held down by any sin, anything that, you know, really keeps us from doing things in this and on this earth, making a difference, being the light, being the salt. So this is like the real reason, you know, that there's just so much word, so much of His word that is geared towards action. Faith without action is dead, right? So we're called to make a difference, and this podcast is really to gain more information on human trafficking and to understand what we as the body of Christ can be doing. Another segment of this podcast is also to restore if you have been in a situation where it has caused a lot of pain emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. You know, I'm hoping that this podcast can be a place of encouragement for you, where you can just learn more nuggets of God's truth, so that He can just, you know, we find so much freedom just knowing His word. And I know sometimes in this world, especially with social media, scrolling, or, you know, there's just sometimes people don't find it easy to dive into His word because it's just so complicated sometimes. So I'm hoping that by sharing scripture and by elaborating maybe on like the meanings of scripture, we're able to kind of, you know, grasp onto that hope side. So this podcast definitely for you as well, even if you want to learn more about human trafficking, but also in your own personal life, you want to grow spiritually. I think this is going to be a really great community for you. So we are, well, me, myself, I'll be hosting this podcast, but also you can find me on Instagram. I will tag the name below. And then you can also follow on Twitter if you're there. Please share it with your friends. I would love to just start a community of believers really trying to impact the human trafficking industry. It is one of the criminal industries that's growing right now. There's a lot of, sadly, there's a lot of victims, a lot of children, women, men, everyone is affected, and it's happening in every country. So I really felt like it was really important. I feel like, you know, every person is important to God. You know, every person's made in the image of God, and so we got to shed some light on this topic. So let's go. Thank you for listening so far, and I hope you stay tuned. Our next episode, so the episodes will be coming out on Wednesdays. The next episode should be a week from today, so that is gonna be on July 12th. So July 12th, 2023. Look out for the next episode. In the next segment, what I'll be talking about is defining what human trafficking is, the different types of trafficking. So we do have, just to get you a little bit excited, what the appetites. So we have sex trafficking, labor trafficking, organ trafficking, And I believe there is a couple of others. So we're just going to dive into what each one looks like, a couple of the statistics that are out there right now, and also some resources on how you can kind of research on your own as well if you want. But I hope that every single episode will be informative. There's tons and tons and tons of information on this topic. It is really, it's never ending. There's just so much to talk about, to be honest. So we are gonna do it. We're gonna talk about it. So thanks for staying on and listening, and please subscribe so you can get the next episode delivered straight to you without any inconvenience. All right, love you, take care, and hope you're gonna listen again. Bye.